welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca is speaking to us this month about peaceful parenting. For more information, you can visit CabernetWeber.net. Now, Rebecca, self-care is a bit of a trendy term these days, but what does it actually mean and what does it have to do with peaceful parenting?
Yeah, okay, so self-care is, yeah, something that we hear a lot about, and there's also a kind of idealism. We can't always obtain, you know, doing 2 hours of meditation and physical exercise and, you know, work a full day and every day, right? But there are some tenets as to what do we need in order to feel like we're in a sufficiently solid state of mind. That includes sleep, nutrition, physical activity, downtime, stress, and support.
Okay, those are all could be hard to achieve, certainly all at the same time. We all have busy lives to try and contend with and fit all of those things, like 2 hours of meditation and 2 hours of exercise every day. You wouldn't have time to have a job.
That's right. Yeah, and so we're also not built the same. We have different needs. So something that we can do is to increase our awareness of our needs, but also our weaknesses, so that we can kind of help to rectify. Do I need more downtime? Do I need to just spend time relaxing? Or do I need more physical activity or more sleep? And that allows us to show up in a more peaceful way for our kids. Anyone who's overstressed, very tired, you know, too low on all of these scales, if you like, knows that the slightest thing your child does is going to really make you explode. So we have to preserve ourselves really first before making ourselves available to show up peacefully for them.
Okay, so what about parents who have good intentions that you want to do things differently than their own parents, like shouting and yelling, but find themselves repeating that same behaviour, like shouting and yelling, and thinking to themselves, oh, good grief, I sound just like my mum or my dad.
Yeah, so this gets into some of the kind of nitty-gritty of everyday life. So if we imagine that, okay, we've slept enough, our nutrition's stable enough, et cetera, but yet we find ourselves really annoyed so quickly, something that parents can do is really communicate their expectations to their children. Now, if you have to repeat so many times the whole routine of, you know, pajamas, brush teeth, eat dinner, get into bed, et cetera, you might yell because you feel like you're not being obeyed or you're not being listened to, and that can be, you know, really hard. There's also patterns that get set, and therefore the child knows that by the sixth time that they've been asked to do something, that's finally when you're going to make it very clear that you're so angry they better get into those pajamas. So we can kind of break some of those patterns by communicating with our children. This is how I expect the routine to go tonight.
So will it actually help with compliance?
So kids like to feel in control. So we can give them choices. We all know that. But there also has to be boundaries that are determined by the adults. And that's where I'm talking about sharing expectations. We're going to be going to the park today, but I expect you to, when I ask us to leave, that you listen to me, or that we need to put a timer on, et cetera, et cetera. That it's the adult who sets the boundaries, and that the expectations are really coming from the adult world to the children's world.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. Now, for more information, you can visit Rebecca at her website, CabernetWeber.net, or you can listen to that show and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.